In this bulletin, air quality reaches hazardous levels across parts of Victoria. Will Hodgman resigns as Premier of Tasmania. And the Australian Open organisers suspend qualifiers due to bushfire smoke. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victorians today have been breathing some of the worst air in the world due to smoke blowing down from bushfires in the state's eastern New South Wales. The thick blanket of smoke is stretching across fire-ravaged Gippsland, past Melbourne to Geelong, prompting people to seek shelter inside and setting off fire alarms. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton is urging everyone to minimise their exposure to smoke where possible.
The vulnerable groups that we're most concerned about are children 14 and younger, people 65 years and older, and those with pre-existing medical conditions, heart disease, lung disease, or even diabetes. Those individuals need to make sure that they have a plan in place to look after their health.
Greens MP Adam Bandt, who holds the federal seat of Melbourne, is again calling for the government to do more for climate change. He says the burning of fossil fuels needs to stop as soon as possible.
This isn't the kind of Melbourne and Australia that I want, but this is what the climate emergency looks like, and it's happening because we're burning coal at the rate of knots, and it could get even worse than this.
Will Hodgman has resigned as Premier of Tasmania and leader of the state's Liberal Party. He made the announcement after calling a press conference at short notice this afternoon. He says his time in politics has adversely impacted on his family life.
I've given this job, which is an enormous honour and a privilege, absolutely everything. It's undeniable that it's had an impact on my family, and I want to thank them for their amazing support for the 17 and a half years that I have been a Member of Parliament.
And Victoria has joined New South Wales in announcing a state-based inquiry into the bushfires. The two-part review examining the state's preparedness and response to the bushfire season is expected to cost $2.5 million. It comes as Prime Minister Scott Morrison prepares to take a proposal for a bushfire royal commission to federal parliament. Mr Andrews says the details of the federal government's inquiry have not been made clear to him, and Victoria is pushing ahead with its own review.
I had a conversation just a couple of days ago with the Prime Minister about a couple of different things. One of them was the Royal Commission. He's still working through exactly what sort of inquiry he prefers, and he's got to go through his own cabinet process.
The federal government says farmers and producers affected by bushfires will soon have access to grants of up to $75,000. The money to come from the government's $2 billion recovery fund is expected to help replace sheds, fences and other farming equipment damaged by fire. Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie says the government wants farmers to get back to work.
Today is the first step on what's going to be a long journey. Our farmers want to get back growing food, and we need them to get back growing food. So we're with them all the way.
Police in Queensland say they suspect a man located almost a month after he went missing in the state's north didn't want to be found. Milan Lemick was last seen in the Upper Daintree region on the 22nd of December. Police held fears for the 29-year-old's safety before he was discovered yesterday. Inspector Dennis Fitzpatrick says authorities are investigating whether he may have had help avoiding emergency services.
We cannot confirm at this time that this is a remarkable story of survival. The police involved have some reservations in confirming that. It could well be a case of active avoidance for some time from police.
In tennis, air pollution in Melbourne has forced Australian Open tennis organisers to suspend practice and postpone the start of the qualifying tournament. Qualifiers were meant to commence today. Tennis Australia says it's monitoring the smoke and ensuring safety of the players, fans and staff is its priority. Let's take a look at the weather for tomorrow. Mostly sunny in Perth, 36 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 28. In Melbourne, humid, a few showers, 31. In Hobart, hot with a possible shower and 30. In Canberra, partly cloudy, 33. In Wollongong, also partly cloudy, 25. Much the same for Sydney, 28 degrees. In Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 28. In Brisbane, showers with a possible storm and 27. In Cairns, also cloudy and 33. In Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.